Charter schools across New York State could be getting a boost after Governor Andrew Cuomo last week proposed adding another 100 slots to the state's charter school cap and lifting the regional limit on schools. WRVO's Helen Abbott looks at one nonprofit charter school operator in the Syracuse area that is bursting at the seams and looking to expand.
Uniform-clad students hop on the bus after a day at the Syracuse Academy of Science Charter School on Syracuse's south side. Superintendent Dr. Tolga Hayali says this tuition-free charter school focuses on STEM subjects and may not be for everyone.
We're just an option. Our option is being a small size, long day. We have 195 days. There are things that the kids might not like, you know. But you know what? This is what we believe.
Despite the differences, the charter school kids have to wear uniforms, athletics are limited, and home visits by the school are a must. Families are chomping at the bit to get in.
We have more than 1,300 students in the waiting list right now for this building, for Syracuse. I think around 250 for Utica Academy of Science Charter School.
That's why Hayley says the nonprofit has decided to apply to the state for permission to open another charter school in Syracuse. It will be much the same as the current Syracuse Academy, with one difference, a bigger focus on citizenship and volunteerism.
And I know we're doing this in the high school, in the civics class, 40 hours, this and that. It's great. But why not start this in the kindergarten level? 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever it takes, and then talk about it. Why do we do this? Because we certainly believe that we get so much from the community, yes? And how do we get back to them? How do we say thank you?
The application process starts next month. Hayley hopes the state makes a decision by late spring so the school could potentially open up in 2016 with grades K through 2. And ultimately, it would serve more than 975 students in the Syracuse area by the year 2026. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.